We all remember that Northumberland, Pennsylvania case. It was less than a year ago on August 4th, 2002, and that's when 39-year-old Thomas Sees married two children. He went out hunting on his four-wheeler and disappeared for 2 days. His wife called the police. And one of the puzzles was they found his four-wheeler 2 miles from the house, but his body turned up 140 yards from where he lived. And with me tonight is a man that John Schuessler, the director of MUFON, called to see if he could do some investigation on this strange case, because some eyewitnesses said that there were one or more silver discs in the sky over this forested area where he had gone hunting. And with me now to give us an update on what he has learned over the past several months about this strange mystery is Wayne Gracie. He's an attorney in York, Pennsylvania. He's been there for 11 years, and he's been a member of MUFON for the past 10 years. I met him at the conference today, and we were talking about this case, and he has some new information. But first, I've asked him if he would set the story as he knows from having lived there and investigated the strange disappearance and return dead of Thomas Sees. Here now is Wayne Gracie.
Very good. Very good.
Hello there.
Hi, Wayne. Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Hey, thanks a lot.
I appreciate you being on the program. All right, tell us about this very strange case.
Well, again, it happened August 4th of 2002. Gentleman, 39 years old, had actually gone out in a four-wheeler to really find some spots for the pre-season deer, or pre-deer season.
Yeah.
And he left about 5 o'clock in the morning, and, of course, his wife knew where he was going, what he was doing, and they expected him back later that day. Well, come 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he hadn't returned, and they began to get worried, and, you know, as obviously your family would. Well, by evening, he still had not returned, and they became very worried. They called the police, and then the police got involved, and when he didn't return that night at all, and the next morning, they set out a search party organized. It turned out to be about 200 people, along with canine dogs, and they scoured the area. And it wasn't until actually about 6 o'clock the next day, and it was a very hot summer day, that they first they found the four-wheeler on top of the ridge. It's a place called Montour Ridge, very rural area of Pennsylvania, about 60 miles north of Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm.
They found the four-wheeler first without him, and which is about 2 miles from his home at the top of the ridge. And a while later then they saw a white object in some very heavy underbrush, and it turned out to be his body. In fact, according to the story reports, his 18-year-old son actually found
him. Oh, my. What a horrible thing for him to find, huh?
Really. And none of the bizarre part comes after that, because the reports began to circulate over the Internet that this was related to some UFO sightings. Apparently, an anonymous report from a farmer in the area had stated that he sighted some silver discs over the area and, in fact, had seen one of the discs hovering over the ridge shine a beam of light, which appeared to levitate a body, meaning supposedly then the body of Todd Sees. That never has really been substantiated. Nobody's really found this farmer. I also ran into another person during my investigation of a woman. It's a young woman, 31 years of age, who also had spotted the silver disc 2 days before the incident. She seemed to be very credible.
Mm-hmm.
She had two. In fact, she was driving along the road with her two young daughters, they said it was a clear day. They were looking up the top of the mountain, and it was a blue sky. And all of a sudden, what appeared to be a pink cloud came over the mountain, and then a second pink cloud came over the mountain, and all of a sudden, the cloud sort of gave way to what appeared to be silvery discs. Now, they had never seen anything like this before, and they said the disc continued to sort of hover over the mountain in a very slow pace for about 10 to 15 minutes.
And again, a few days before he disappeared.
About 2 days before he disappeared. And, of course, they didn't think anything of it at the time, but they were amazed to watching these discs, which finally disappeared over the mountain, and that was the last they saw of them.
Well, Wayne, did they ever have an autopsy cause of death for
him? Well, yeah, I was going to get to that. The smacks of cover-up for the way the police, for example, I got involved before the autopsy was complete, tried to call the police department. They wouldn't return calls. I even tried to call the family. In fact, what happened to me personally was, after several phone calls to talk with some family members, I got a call to my office from the chief of police of Point Townships telling me to cease and desist, or they were going to charge me with harassment.
Cease and desist what?
Contacting the family. Yeah, they told me I was no longer allowed to contact the family members.
Huh.
So, needless to say, of course, they were still under investigation and, we're doing the autopsy. Well, there were, again, several reports over the Internet stating different things.
Sure.
One that when they found the body, he was not fully clothed, that he was there just in his underwear with sort of a horrified look on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And there was other reports that they wouldn't let his wife, the widow, see the body, that they put that in a coffin and she wasn't allowed to see it.
Closed casket?
Yeah, closed casket. And then the initial autopsy report indicated that they couldn't find any real signs of foul play. They couldn't determine the cause of death from the initial autopsy, and so someone ordered that a toxicology report be done.
Right.
And, of course, that took another 4 or 5 weeks for that to be completed. And when that came back, the conclusion was that he had died from an overdose of cocaine.
An overdose of cocaine?
Yes.
Huh.
Absolutely amazing.
Now, did his family ever talk about his prior drug use of any?
Well, I never talked to his family, but I talked to two other people. One of them, both who knew him personally. One was a gentleman, the other was this lady, and they said they couldn't believe that was true because they had never known Mr. Cease to use drugs or abuse drugs. And, he had two children, and they couldn't see any reason why he would, take his life by the overuse of cocaine. So therein lies the big mystery.